feature elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources. I'm Greg Skordas alongside Rusty Cannon. And Rusty, this week we had some really, you're into this politics stuff. I'm sort of into the legal stuff. And we had
You got to remember, I always wished I went to law school.
Yeah, that's so right. I think you would have been an incredible lawyer, by the way. There's still time. You're
it's
young,
never so. Too late.
Yeah. That the Supreme Court was hearing arguments this week on the issue. It's a very limited issue. And of course, it's related to Donald Trump's criminal case. It's in Washington, D.C. They're listening to argument there over to what level a president, and in this case a former president, has what level of immunity he has for acts that occurred while he was in office, and then he's charged later on for a crime. Should he have immunity? Now, we know that we have this concept called governmental immunity.
Yeah.
And we shield our governmental employees. I'll give you best example I can think of, which is police officers. Sometimes they have to use force.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have to do something that if you and I did it, it would be called a homicide. But they have immunity because they have to act. They have to do things. It's part of their course of work. It's part of what they do. And so we grant them that level of immunity. We haven't had presidents charged with criminal conduct, but we do now. In fact, there's a trial going on right now in New York, the hush money trial. But the one in D.C. involves the conduct that the former president did allegedly to upset the results of the 2020 election.
Yeah, January 6th, essentially.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So the Supreme Court was hearing those arguments. We've got Perry Russum from ABC News to help us break that down. Hopefully he can explain it a little better than I just did. Perry, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Of course.
And talk to us about the arguments. And really, because we started at the trial court, and the trial court said, no, you don't have immunity. The D.C. Circuit jumped in unanimously and said there's no level of immunity. But the Supreme Court, just in some of the arguments, was weighing it a little deeper than that and saying maybe there is some level. Is that the way we're reading the tea leaves here?
Yeah, so it gets a little muddy when the justices start talking about what's the difference between an official act and a private act. And it seems like this case is going to get kicked back to the lower court so the lower court can figure out, in this case, what's the difference between an official act and a private act. And this is a major deal, not just for Trump. This is bigger than Trump. This is about the presidency as a whole and whether, you know, presidents can be criminally prosecuted for things that they're doing in office. I mean, one of the examples that we've been talking about here at ABC is former President Barack Obama with Anwar al-Awlaki, a U.S. citizen who was killed without due process overseas and citing national security. Could, you know, Obama be charged for something like this? So the justices want to be very, very, very careful with this case in terms of making sure they make the right decision. A decision should be coming back by June, but by all accounts, it seems like this trial for Trump will be kicked back past the election, possibly into next year.
So, Perry, the questioning that I was able to hear from justices was fascinating, where, just like you mentioned with President Obama's example, you could go back through history of our presidents and there would be plenty to possibly, you know, cause issues, right? They brought up drone strikes. They brought up, you know, all kinds of things. Was I catching that?
Internment camps.
Yeah, internment camps, exactly.
Yeah, they brought internment camps with FDR, right, when we were in Japanese internment camps.
Yeah, so that's the issue they were getting to, I think you're alluding to, right, is that this is more than current day, right? This could be an earth-shattering,
right.
You know, this could be a big deal.
Yeah, and the reason that it's happening now is because this is the first time in U.S. history that a former president is being criminally charged. And what some of the conservative justices are worried about is creating this vicious cycle of prosecutions of the president that could just be going on for who knows how long. And they say presidents have to have some kind of protection from prosecution. But the liberal justices are kind of skeptical of this idea, you know, that absolute immunity could go unchecked. And some of the hypotheticals that they were bringing up is what happens if the president orders the military to assassinate a political rival? And what if the president orders the military to stage a coup? Would that be considered an official act? And Trump's lawyers are saying, you know, it's if you get into the details of the hypothetical, it is possible that that could be considered an official act. So there's a lot of hypotheticals the justices are bringing up. It's clear that they see the full scope of this, you know, not just being an issue right now, but an issue the country could be looking at for the future.
Perry, you mentioned something earlier about the fact that it seems to be heading toward the Supreme Court kicking the case back down to the trial court for some findings on whether and to what extent the former president's conduct was an official act versus a private act. And by doing so, they will, by necessity, forestall the criminal case. We're going to go back to the trial court for more argument. And some people are saying that's a win all by itself for Trump, because it's unlikely now that that case will get to trial before the November election.
It is. I mean, that's been the game plan for Trump and his campaign and his team this entire time. With every single court case that we've seen, it's delay, 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 delay. They wanted to get as close to the election as possible. They want it past the election in case Trump does win, that he could have the ability to pardon himself. And even just getting these trials closer to the election is that Trump would have the ability to use these trials to his own political advantage, saying, you know, look, see what they're doing to me. This is what they're doing to me. It's, you know, some of the playbook that we're seeing happening right now in the courtrooms outside of New York, where he goes every single day in front of cameras and says what he has to say, slamming the judge, slamming the trial, and he's slamming as many people as he can to try and, you know, stir up his base.
So, Greg, you alluded to this, and I'll ask the same question. Could this affect, or how could this affect, special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump? Is that what you were talking about, Greg, when you mentioned?
Yeah, this is the one specifically where I was mentioning that this is probably going to get kicked back past the election, because there's such a long process that it appears is going to go this way, where the big hangup really is what's an official act, what's a private act. So it seems like they want to kick this down to the lower courts for them to figure that out.
And Perry, you mentioned also that Trump could pardon himself, but he could also appoint a new executive prosecutor in the case. He could also, his Justice Department could be different, and his Justice Department might not have the wherewithal or the energy to prosecute this case. They may just drop it, correct?
Yeah, that is another possibility. And, you know, we are in territory that we as a country have never been in before. And it's clear that the justices acknowledged the moment. They were asking a lot of questions. This was a very long hearing, three hours plus, where it's clear that they understand the weight of this moment, with multiple justices saying this affects the future of the presidency as a whole. This is a turning point in the presidency. So it seems that they want to be as careful as possible and get as much information as possible before making any kind of decision.
So the statement that it's likely to go back to a lower court is based on what, the line of questioning from the various judges and reading those tea leaves?
Yeah, it's tea leaf reading by some of our reporters here who just follow the Supreme Courts unlike anybody else in the industry. So listening to them, they're the ones that know how these justices speak, the patterns, the intonations of their questions, just getting a general idea of how everything works. You know, sometimes we see where justices are certainly in favor of one side, where they're kind of showing their hand. But with this one, it seems everything's somewhat close to the vest. But, you know, most, like I was saying earlier, the majority of the justices did acknowledge that presidents have to have some type of liberty. But the question is, how much?
That was Perry Russom, ABC News reporter, covering Trump's legal case and the Supreme Court arguments there. And Rusty, I want to stay at the Supreme Court for the next segment. And arguments.
I don't have to go to law school.
Entirely different arguments, but other very interesting arguments. This one deals with homelessness and the ability of states to criminalize that. We'll talk about that right after the break.